original best picking on that red guitar. So gather round, chillin', get down. Well, just get down, chillin', get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. Thank you so much for listening. Joining us now on the program, always a pleasure to bring on my next guest, Hales from Pike County, a former probate judge, now a state legislator, running for Secretary of State, Wes Allen on the line. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for taking time. I really do appreciate you coming on and accepting our invitation. First off, how is the campaign going? I've seen you've been out and about a lot, really making your way around the state in these very early stages, but give us an update there.
Well, yes, sir. It's been going really well, and let me just say, we really do live in a beautiful state. You know, that slogan, Alabama the Beautiful, it really is, and you know, I got a chance to drive across the country to go see my son play in the Junior College Baseball World Series a couple weeks ago back in Colorado, and drove through several states, and that was a fun experience. But there is no more beautiful state than Alabama, and we have enjoyed getting out on the road and meeting a lot of solid conservatives around the state at a lot of meetings. And we've been, I think, 26 counties so far and counting, and we're looking forward to the next 11 months until next May, when the primary is slated to be held on May the 24th. And, man, there's a lot of good people. We live in a beautiful state. We've got solid people, and enjoyed making a lot of new friends. And the campaign's going good. We've been received really well, got a lot of momentum going, and it's been good, and we're looking forward to this summer and fall as we stay on the road.
Now, it seems to me, out of the gate, You're looking relatively stout, pretty strong. Not even hardly a lot of discussion about an opponent, at least not yet. Maybe that'll change. But is it fair to say that you have that maybe you are seeing some success at this very, very early stage of the campaign?
Well, you know, we're just focused on just working hard every day and trying to make sure we're getting out, moving around, and getting to know the people of Alabama, and especially these solid conservatives. And you know, we don't know how it's going to go as far as other opponents. We can't worry about that. We just worry about ourselves and getting out, telling our message about our experience as probate judge and in the state house, and why we're the most qualified. So we've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of people, Secretary of State, not really necessarily in the front of their minds, but maybe more so now than in recent years because of just the way of elections have gone, and you know, just to the east in Georgia, that all of a sudden election integrity becomes a front burner issue to a lot of people, particularly in this state, and that falls on the shoulders of the Secretary of State.
Well, yeah, you mentioned it to our east over there in Georgia. When you don't protect your elections and you don't protect, you know, the ballots and so forth, it can get sideways real quick. And we saw that not only in Georgia but around the country. And of course, the Secretary of State is vitally, vitally important when it comes to the security of our elections and administering our election laws. But really, you know, it's as a former probate judge, I can tell you, those probate judges are the chief administrators of election law, along with the chief, the circuit clerks and the sheriffs and the board of registrars and those poll workers that each on those election days that make it work. And, you know, so that's, you know, in my mind, that local perspective that I bring from 9.5 years of being a probate judge and running 18 in different elections and, you know, I'm going to be there to support our local elected officials because they're the ones that do it. And but you're right. The utmost importance is protecting our elections at the state level and local level because it can get sideways in a hurry, as we saw across the country.
Representative, do we, you know, you hear these sporadic instances of maybe it's a lot of it's on the absentee ballot side of the equation. But are there vulnerabilities that need to be shored up in the election system? I know I know Secretary Barrel has done a lot to fix some of this and try to remedy that. But as you know, we still hear about things going on. You know, are there things that could be done that could be improved upon? Do you still think we're vulnerable in any way?
Well, let me just say, you know, we've got the most secure elections in the country, and you know, they're even more secure now with the ban on curbside voting that I was able to sponsor and get passed with the help of Representative Matt Simpson in the House. And so we were able to get that done and get Governor Ivey's signature on that bill, and now it's law. But you know, we really got to make sure that we've got good clean voter rolls, and that's where the Board of Registrars do an extraordinary job, and we've got to get them the tools to be able to be successful. But having clean voter rolls is vitally important.
Yeah, when you say that, it's people that have deceased, they've moved away, or for whatever reason, they're not eligible to vote. It's maintaining, keeping them updated and making sure they're maintained properly.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I work very closely with my three Board of Registrars in Pike County, and they did a fabulous job. And as I move around the state, I meet dedicated public servants in these courthouses and in these other counties that care about our elections and think like you and I and won't secure elections. And so those are some fine people in those courthouses that ensure our voter registration. So those people are to be commended.
Joined by State Representative Wes Allen here on the program. Representative, there is an effort underway, I'm sure you're well aware of it, Congress, and it doesn't seem to go away. It seems sort of far-fetched to begin with, but the idea that we need to federalize or to some degree the election process in all 50 states, that has got to be something you're looking at over the horizon, H.R. 1 in particular, and thinking that if in any way the federal government is successful in this, that could pose some problems.
Yeah. H.R. 1, what are they calling it? For the people?
Referred to as.
H.R. 1 is not for the people. It's really about stealing the vote from the people. And it's dangerous. And it's a federal, in my mind, just a federal takeover of elections. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we don't allow that to pass Congress and do all we can to make sure it doesn't pass. But man, I know your listeners pay close attention to this and have probably seen this in the headlines, but H.R. 1 is really dangerous. It throws out state election laws and puts, you know, like I said, puts Washington in charge, and it's really a federal takeover of our election. It eliminates countless state election integrity laws like photo voter ID. I mean, my goodness. We can't do away with photo voter ID. It prevents fraud, and so it's a bad bill, and we can't allow it to pass. And it undermines Americans' rights to undermines Americans' voting rights by expanding illegal immigrants and felons' access to the ballot box. And Jeff, I don't know about you, but you know, we can't allow that.
Well, no, I think you're right about that. Let's figure out ways a Democrat get out the vote effort, and then we'll throw in and make a bunch of other people eligible to vote. And if something like this were to ever become a reality, and I'm still skeptical that it is, but if it does, it's gonna hurt Republicans for elections to be competitive in a lot of elections around the country.
Sure it will. Sure it will. I mean, that's one reason we got to make sure that we work very hard to influence Congress and to not pass it. It just mandates registering nearly everyone in the country to vote regardless of their eligibility. You know, it codifies ballot harvesting, requires states to it would require Alabama to allow universal no-excuse mail-in voting. I mean, it just strips us of being able to manage our own elections. And, you know, we do a very good job of it here in Alabama. We've got a good system. Turnout is at an all-time high, you know. So it'll funnel money, taxpayer money, to candidates. And we don't need that as well. I mean, it's just an awful proposal.
And everything we see around the country in 2020 with the presidential election, and I think there's are plenty of reasons to be skeptical, despite what naysayers may think about it. But all of a sudden, if you really go down this path, and you say unrestricted mail-in voting, doing away with voting ID laws, that a lot of this enforcement is going to fall on the states still. But there's no reason to believe that they are going to be able to administer this just based on what we've seen. I mean, is it fair to say that we as guys here in Alabama shouldn't have a lot of confidence in how the other states necessarily are doing their elections, and that affects the presidential election?
Sure does. And, have you ever seen Washington, D.C. run something efficiently?
No, they don't. No, not at all.
It's like I've said before. I mean, people have asked me, especially after the 2020 presidential race election results, what are we going to do? What can we do? And I said the most important thing we need to be doing is electing conservatives, strong conservative leaders at the local level. That's at mayor, city councils, county commissions, school boards, state representatives. All your local elected officials need to be strong conservatives to make sure we're insulating ourselves as much as possible from what's coming out of Washington, D.C. And, the local elected officials have a lot of appointing authority in other boards and agencies. So, it's important that we have people of like mind, people of a conservative mind in these positions because it's just my opinion that strong conservatives are well equipped to be able to put forward good public policy.
Well, here's we've seen when they federalized health care in this country with Obamacare and all the problems that created. Anytime you federalize it or however you want to deem it, but the federal government definitely has its thumb on the scale with a lot of decisions being made at that level. This HR1 seems like it would have maybe a similar outcome to the election systems in all 50 states.
Yeah, I mean, it just opens up all kind of potential things that just don't, it'll just open up Pandora's box, really, where anything goes. You talk about chaos and confusion that we saw in a handful of states in 2020. If they are to pass this and get it into law, my goodness, I'm scary to think about.
Yeah, but in the end, I mean, it really is an effort to get more Democrats to the ballot box. But, this notion that if you want to vote and all the challenges and difficulties to vote, it's just people just getting to the polls or whatever it might be. We seem to have done okay with that these last several decades. That this is nothing more than a talking point, it seems. That if you want to vote, absentee, or if you want to vote on election day, that there are means to do so.
Yes, absolutely. No one is preventing anybody from voting. I mean, that is not what we're about. We want to make sure we have secure elections. The chain of custody of our ballots is secure. And when you walk into your local precinct, you present your photo ID. You say who you say you are, and you prove it with your photo ID. It's not cumbersome. It's easy to do. I mean, listen, I'm speaking from experience. I was a probate judge when Alabama instituted our photo voter ID laws, and it ran real smooth, and nobody had any problems with it. So nobody is denying anybody a voter an opportunity to vote.
And should you be elected to Secretary of State, Secretary Merrill has this policy in place, and if for whatever reason you can't get a voter ID, and maybe there's some logistical challenges or whatever, that they will, like, come to your home and take care of that for you and give you an acceptable ID to vote. Do you plan to have some kind of similar measures in place to make sure that people, I don't know what possible circumstance that might be, but it is used as a talking point by opponents of voter identification, that if an individual needs an ID to vote, that you're going to make sure they have a way possible to do so?
Yeah, so, Secretary Merrill has instituted that policy where if somebody doesn't have an ID, they will send the they will send someone to the house to make sure they have an ID. And if someone says they just can't get an ID, they're not looking very hard, but they're not trying. But I mean, if you want an ID, you can get an ID in Alabama.
Yeah, but I guess that's something that you would like to see remain in place should you become Secretary of State.
Sure, sure. We want everybody to make sure they got an ID. I mean, my goodness. Yeah, what's that?
Hey, Representative, we're up against a break here, but folks want to find out more about your campaign, check you out on social media, any of that stuff. Tell them where to look.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're on Facebook, Representative Wes Allen, and also on Twitter. It's Representative Wes Allen as well. Easy to find, easy to communicate with, and just appreciate the time that you've afforded me today, the opportunity to visit with you, and just thank you so much. And if anybody needs me, they know where to reach me there on social media.
Representative, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff.
Representative Wes Allen of Troy running for Secretary of State on the line there. 251-343-0106 if you want to weigh in on anything real quick. Tim writes, Pelosi got her wall built, and Tyler at the administration had brains. They would let Texas do the dirty work and kill the lawsuits. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Stage and a beautiful babe to squeeze my